Well, thank you, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today by Dr. Sarah Rozek, Senior Vice President of Health and Wellness Strategy and Policy at the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. We're going to talk about a new report that has been issued by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. It looks at the inequities in our health system revealed by COVID and how pharmacies are helping fill the void. Dr. Rozek, thanks a lot for being with us today. If you would, let's talk about this new report and its implications.
Sure, absolutely. So the report looks at inequities in the health system and describes pharmacies' successes before and after and throughout the pandemic, kind of confronting those inequities and disparities. So the report issues some recommendations and delves into some of the problems that we're seeing throughout the country, primarily, you know, as of June 2020, there's still a huge amount of inequity throughout our country. Black people are still two times as likely to die from COVID as white people. Hispanic or Latino persons are 2.3 times more likely to die, and American Indian and Native folks are about 2.4 times as likely to die throughout the pandemic. And so I think it just draws in on some of those inequities and offers some solutions.
Before we address the solutions, is there anything else as far as inequities or stats that kind of jump out that may be of interest to our listeners?
Sure. I mean, so a big part of what the report covers is how pharmacies can be part of the solution. And an important stat in terms of awareness for listeners is that right now, two out of every three COVID vaccinations are being given at pharmacies. And one government estimate in July said that pharmacies were giving more than 90% of all COVID vaccines.
And as alarming as this report may have been, the fact that changes are being made, is that something that we're looking at right now?
Through our report, the National Association of Chain Drug Stores and Johns Hopkins suggest three areas of change. So the first area is that, you know, throughout the pandemic, a lot of time was spent building ways for pharmacies to get paid for their services. And unlike other care destinations, those pathways were not built. So we shouldn't tear them down and should actually continue those mechanisms beyond the pandemic. Similarly, the second area is laws had to be changed throughout the pandemic to broaden the type of testing and vaccinations that pharmacy team members can give. And that's a called expanded scope of practice, and that should be continued and maintained. And then kind of the third area of importance is there's really so much more that pharmacies, public health agencies, community-based organizations, and others can be doing to build health equity beyond the pandemic. And so, you know, we all need to go ahead and do that. These groups are aligned in mission, and there's a tremendous amount of work that we can do together beyond the pandemic to combat health equity collectively moving forward.
What can our listeners do? Is there anything that they can do? Maybe interact with their local pharmacy, maybe find out more information on the web or a combination of actions. What can they do?
Absolutely. Well, you know, pharmacies are a great resource to the public. You know, they're there to answer people's questions, provide health and wellness information. They help manage chronic disease from heart disease to diabetes and beyond. And they're definitely there to support and engage and interact with their communities. So, you know, if the public is interested in kind of addressing health equity as well, they certainly can reach out to their pharmacies and kind of learn about what they're doing and engage. Throughout the pandemic, pharmacies have offered mobile and pop-up clinics. They've extended their vaccination hours. You know, they've partnered closely with community leaders, faith-based groups, and other organizations representing racial and ethnic minorities. And I will say, you know, a great way for the public to get engaged is to go ahead and get vaccinated and also, you know, get their booster shots when appropriate.
Are there any other final thoughts you'd like to add on this as we close? Because obviously it's an important bit of information for our listeners to kind of consume, and I know that you'll probably come back in the near future to kind of elaborate on this, but any final thoughts right now you'd like to share?
Sure. I can go ahead and share that beyond the COVID-19 testing and vaccination services offered at pharmacies, they continue to provide needed preventive care, dispense medications, and administer routine and catch-up vaccinations to adults and children. And they're really a great resource for education and referrals for the public beyond the pandemic. So I'll close with that.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it, Doctor. We invite you to come back soon. Keep us updated on this, and we'll continue to approach the health and safety of our listeners as a priority. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's In Touch on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. Dr. Sarah Rozak has been our guest. She is a senior vice president with the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m.